朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
为了我们的老二，我们的宋恩，过去我们夫妇在一个月之间实在是流了不少的眼泪。
We have shed many tears, my wife and I, the last month because of our second son Chris.
不可否认，我们非常的想念他。
Of course, we miss him very, very much.
但是另外一方面，因为宋恩的缘故，我们承受太多主内弟兄姊妹的爱。
But then in return, because of this incident, we're able to taste many love from you all.
前天晚上，我花了一个晚上的时间，把累积三个礼拜的信把它看完。
And the day before yesterday, I've read through all the letters that we've accumulated.
我上次跟大家讲过。
I've shared with you about this last time.
一直到现在，我跟我太太还是有这个默契。
Even till today, we have this understanding between me and my wife.
她哭她的，我哭我的。
That we will cry separately.
我们一直到现在一个多月来没有一起哭过。
In this 1 month's time, we have never cried together.
她都是在我还没有起来的时候就先哭。
I found out that she's been crying before I get up in the morning.
我都是在浴室里面，她不能进来的时候我哭。
I've been crying in the bathroom.
那天我在看信的时候。
But when I was reading those letters,
我看一封，
as I read one, I would shed some tears.
我实在觉得不配弟兄姊妹对我们的爱。
I feel that I'm unworthy to receive so much love from you all.
今天早上好不好允许我提议让我们怎么样来为这些在中东我们的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Today I would like to share with you some insight on how we can pray for all of those in the Middle East.
我知道我们教会已经有一批的弟兄姊妹从十二月初开始。
I know that there's a group of us here in the church starting in early December.
每天晚上九点钟在不同的地方为宋恩祷告。
That they will be praying for Chris every night at 9 o'clock.
一直祷告他，一直祷告到他平安的回来。
And they've made the commitment to pray for him.Until he comes back safely.
我们是要为他的平安来祷告。
Yes, we have to pray for his safety.
但是我盼望我们把这个祷告更进一步。
But I was hoping that we can take our prayers one step further.
我们求主让每一个现在在中东的基督徒。
We will pray to the Lord for all the Christians in the Middle East.
没有一个到那里是没有属灵的使命。
That everyone would go with a spiritual mission.
我们知道他们有军事的使命。
Yes, we know they have a military mission.
但是既然他们是基督徒，
But since they are Christians,
让我们为着他们属灵的使命来祷告。
We can pray for their spiritual mission.
我十分的相信主不会做错事。
I believe strongly that our Lord is doing the right things.
主让这些人到中东，而没有让我们这些人去中东。
God allowed these people to go to the Middle East and not us.
我相信主知道这一些人能够比我们更刚强的在那里为主做见证。
It's because God knows that these people are better able to testify for him.
一个海军陆战队的一个军官向着公共电视这样说。
There was one high official from the Marine Corps who spoke on public television.
他说有不少的士兵在帐篷的里面用塑胶做成的一个受浸池，不断的有士兵在那里受洗归入主的名下。
He said many soldiers are being baptized in a homemade plastic tub in the tents over there.
101空降师的军中牧师，他的名字叫 Delulio， 他说了这样一句话。
And then one of the chaplains from the 103rd Air Battalion said,
他说他每分六本新约圣经给人，就有一个人接受耶稣基督。
He said he's been sharing scriptures of other people for every 6 New Testament he gave other people, one person will receive Christ.
我十分的相信，中东这次的战争有更高的 上帝所掌权的属灵的旨意。
So indeed, I believe there is a higher will in God for the warfare in the Middle East.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们学习有这样的一个基督徒的世界观。
So let us learn to have a Christian worldview.
我们所看见的是人肉眼能够看见的一个时间和空间所记载的一个历史的发展。
Yes, what we see is a historical incident.
所有的这些看得见的历史的记载的背后，还有另外一条平行的线，是上帝掌权所带出来的一条线。
But transcending these historical events that we can see with our physical eyes, there's another line that is the will of God.
经过了这一个多月的时间，
After the passage of this month,
我相信美国需要我的儿子。
I trust now that America needs my son.
我更相信神的国也需要他。
But I also believe that the kingdom of God needs him.
我相信今天有许许多多的基督徒在中东为主大发热心传扬福音。
And I believe that many Christians today are sharing the Lord zealously in the Middle East.
刚刚师母在这里也特别分享过去这两个多礼拜神在台北给我们的一些保守和带领。
And Mrs. Lee just now shared with you some of our experiences in Northern Thailand.
当我们知道我们的儿子要去中东的时候，
When we first found out that our son has to go to the Middle East,
我们没有办法更改我们去台北的行程。
It's too late for us to change our plans to go to Northern Thailand.
很坦白，很老实地说，
Frankly speaking,
实在有这样的软弱，不想去台北。
I was weak during times and I did not want to go.
因为我知道到了台北我就没有机会在一段时间里面知道中东的消息。
Because I know that when I'm in Northern Thailand, I'll be cut off from the rest of the world.
但是主提醒我。
But the Lord reminded me.
你是真心的、忠心的要侍奉我吗？
Are you willing to serve me truthfully and with all your heart?
你如果要真心的对你自己的信仰。
If you are true to your faith,
你就应该也一样的走上属灵的前线。
Then you have to go to the spiritual front lines.
感谢主，我们平平安安的回来。
We thank the Lord that we are able to come back safely.
刚才提到丁同甘弟兄的见证。
Just now we shared a little bit about Brother Bill Ting.
因为他拿的飞机票是这个飞机公司员工家属的票。
Because he was holding these tickets, because his wife works for airlines.
何丽珊姊妹在 United Airlines 工作。
His wife works for United Airlines.
所以呢，她要 stand by， 要到最后二十分钟，她才知道能不能够上飞机。
So his special tickets are on standby basis. He has to wait until 20 minutes before departure to see whether he can get on board.
但是没有想到，他回来的时候是两天前，他就确定有位置。
But he was able to get ahead of schedule 2 days when he came back.
事实上，在我们离开曼谷的第二天，我们在台北听到一个消息。
And after we've left Bangkok for 1 day in Taiwan, we heard the following news.
在曼谷，他们抓到了两个伊拉克的恐怖分子。
They arrested 2 Iraqi terrorists in Bangkok.
怪不得我们在曼谷经过美国大使馆的时候。
Now I understand why when we went through the embassy in Thailand,
门禁森严。
It was guarded very seriously.
荷枪实弹的这些泰国兵都堆在那个泰大使馆的门口。
There were many Thai soldiers with their guns standing before the embassy.
你知道，你没有太多的知识，你不知道真正的危险。
Of course, without too much knowledge, you do not know what danger you are in.
举一个很简单的例子。
Just to give you a simple example.
当我们到了佤族的山地的时候。
When we were in the mountainous areas working among the Wahs,
两位医生就开始到医院去看每一个病人。
Our doctor and dentist were visiting all the patients.
他们快看完的时候，
When we were about to end,
张敏昌弟兄在我耳朵边讲了一句话。
Our doctor friend shared some words in my ear.
他说李牧师，
said Pastor Lee.
他一面讲，声音又低沉，又有一点点颤抖。
He spoke with a very low voice, and I could detect some trembling.
他说我们现在在疟疾的疫区。
Said Pastor Lee, do you know this is a area where malaria is rampant?
他说我所看过的这个医院的病人，绝大多数都是打摆子的病人，都是疟疾的病人。
Many of the patients we're seeing are in a last stages of malaria.
我听了，我也知道他在讲什么。
Intellectually, I think I understood what he was saying.
但是我不知道天高地厚。
But I did not understand what kind of danger we were in.
他们两个医生是紧张的不得了。
But those with medical knowledge were very nervous.
当他们看见蚊子嗡嗡嗡在我们旁边飞的时候
，And when they see all these mosquitoes flying around,
他们两个人吓得不得了。
They were frightened.
特别是蚊子降落的时候
，Especially when the mosquitoes started landing on you.
降在你身上的时候
，When they landed on your body,
发现那个蚊子的尾巴是翘起来的。
They realized that the tail of the mosquitoes were facing up.
他们两个就会失去他们非常矜持、保守、安静的个性，突然大叫起来。
They would then yell or shout.
秘牧师，打死他，打死他
！Hastily kill that mosquito.
据说疟疾的细菌会在身体里面潜伏七个礼拜。
We were told that the viruses from malaria will have a latent period of about 7 weeks.
我们四个人都在刚才都在这边唱歌。
And we were all singing to you.
但是我们还没有过七个礼拜。
We have to wait 7 weeks before we find out whether any one of us are infected.
请你们继续为我们祷告。
So you have to continue to pray for us.
我们这时到的工作的对象主要是这个少数民族的卡族或者叫卡瓦族。
One of our major tribes that we wanted to work with is the Waas, or sometimes known as the Kawas.
刚才李师母在这里讲到，在那个地方现在正在战事之中。
Mrs. Lee has shared with you how they're actually having battles over there.
我们实在不只是看见主保守我们平安，在疫区，在战事的里面。
So we saw God's providence while we were actually close to the battle lines, as well as in these areas of sickness.
感谢主，因为你们的祷告，让我们能够在那样的环境里面专心的为主工作。
But I thank the Lord that because of your prayers, we were able to concentrate on our ministry.
是的，我们会听到隆隆的炮声。
Yes, we can hear artillery fires.
差不多十多迈外面，我们可以看到炮弹打了以后的烟的那个烟。
And we can, in fact, see the smoke columns from the artillery fires.
听到五零机枪的声音，也听到手榴弹爆炸的声音。
We were also able to hear grenades exploding as well as machine gun fire.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们心里面有很深的平安。
Because the deep peace of God was in our hearts.
我们上山本来要去一个地方。
As we were in the mountainous areas, we were planning to go to one place.
但是后来因为战争，所以我们就改变了计划。
But because of all the battles going on, we changed our plans.
因为我们要去的前一天晚上，在那边有很激烈的战争。
Because one of the places that we wanted to visit had a big battle the night before.
他们说战场还没有清理，所以不希望我们这些外人去。
And they did not want us to go.
所以在那样一面有战争，一面在想儿子的这种情形之下
，So under such tight circumstances where there's warfare on one end and we are missing our son on the other hand，
主让我们能够专心的侍奉主，实在要谢谢弟兄姊妹在祷告里面的支持。
The fact that we were able to concentrate on our ministry is indeed the results of your prayers.
过去一个月的时间，中东的战争太别的宣道，让我很自然的就想到刚才我们的弟兄带我们所读的这一段经文。
And because of what we experienced in this past month, then my heart was led to the passage of scripture that we read today.
好不好？请各位再翻回到马太福音第二十四章。
Can we now turn again to Matthew 24?
当然，我们本来应该把全章的圣经把它读完。
Of course, the whole context is the whole chapter.
因为时间的关系，我只选了前面十四节跟大家一起来思想。
But because limitation of time, I can only share with you from the first 14 verses.
主耶稣在这里十分明白地提到世界的末日。
It's very clear here that Jesus was talking about the end time.
而且提到末日之前所有的现象。
And he was talking about signs that will come before the end of the age.
单单我们所读的这十四节圣经里面
，even in just those 14 verses that we read，
我们看见主耶稣要再来末期之前，起码有三个很明显的事情。
Very clearly here, before the second coming of our Lord Jesus, three things will happen.
但是除了这以外，还有一些其他的因素。
course, there are many other factors.
譬如说，在以色列这个国家、这个民族的身上，我们就可以看见主耶稣再来的那个时间表。
For example, from the history of the Israelites, we can see、many signs of his coming again.
末期或者主耶稣第二次的再来，以色列这个民族要有三件事情发生在他们的身上。
Three things will happen to the nation of Israel before Jesus comes again, or what we call the end of the time.
第一个就是以色列要复国。
The first sign is it will become a nation again.
我们知道在1948年这件事情已经成功了。
That was fulfilled in 1948.
第二件事情，以色列身上要发生什么事呢？
What is the second event?
他们要夺回耶路撒冷城。
They will、get back to Jerusalem.
我们看见在1967年这件事情也成功了。
And that was fulfilled in 1967.
所以耶稣基督再来在以色列人身上发生的三件事情已经很明显的发生了两件。
So of the three prophecies that regards the nation of Israel, regarding the return of Jesus, two have been fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在要非常注意的看报纸。
So we have to indeed pay attention to the news.
如果第三件事情发生，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督再来的日子就是在门口。
If the third event is fulfilled, then indeed the coming back of Jesus is very near.
在以色列人身上所发生的第三件事是什么呢？
And what is this third event?
就是在耶路撒冷圣殿要重建。
And that is they will rebuild the temple in Jerusalem.
什么时候我们看见报纸或者我们听见消息那个圣殿在建起来，弟兄姊妹，我们就没有太多的时间做太多别的事情。
Whenever you hear the news that they are rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem, then we know the end times is near.
这是圣经教会。
And this is a church that believes in the Bible.
我们相信圣经的启示。
We trust and believe in the prophecy.
相信主耶稣基督的话。
And we believe in the words of Jesus.
我们相信有一个世界末日要来到。
We believe that indeed there will be an end of the world.
今天以色列人。
Today in the Israelites.
所有建圣殿的材料都预备好。
They have prepared indeed all the materials to rebuild the temple.
并不是说他们要再画图，然后再申请，然后再经过批准，然后才建他们的圣殿。
It's not that they have to wait to get their blueprints and get permission from different commissions.
所有圣殿里面那些精细的材料，以色列人老早已经在多年前就已经准备好。
They have indeed prepared all the materials that they needed many years ago.
等到这个圣殿在耶路撒冷被再建起来的时候。
And when the Holy Temple is being rebuilt,
耶稣基督再来的日子就是明显就在那个时候。
Then we know indeed our Lord is coming back.
在这十四节的圣经里面
，But in these 14 verses,
从另外的角度提到末期之前的现象。
We can see other signs that will appear before the end of the time.
天灾
，We see natural calamities.
多处有饥荒，有地震。
There'll be famine and there'll be earthquakes.
多处有这些天灾临到这个世界。
We will see much natural calamities.
如果我们今天注意报纸，这些天灾是到处发生在我们的四周。
And indeed, if we look into the news, we find many of these very evident.
除了天灾以外，我们看见这段圣经告诉我们说有人祸。
And then we see also much trouble in nations.
国与国之间要打仗。
There'll be warfare between nations.
人与人之间要斗争。
And there'll be strife between humans.
到处我们看见有人的地方就产生许多人的问题。
Where there is people, there will be trouble.
除了天灾人祸之外。
Other than these calamities.
第三，我们在这段圣经里面看见异端横行在教会的里面。
We also see the prospering of the cults.
有假先知，有假基督。
There'll be false prophets and false Christ.
跟真的一样。
They're like the real thing.
你在外面没有办法分辨。
You cannot tell from outward appearance.
这次我回到台湾去。
This time when I arrived in Taiwan.
我看到台湾似乎有一个复兴的现象。
I witnessed an apparent revival in Taiwan.
但是我非常的担心一件事情。
But I'm deeply troubled.
今天许许多多人趋之若鹜的一些教会的活动。
A lot of people are very enthralled into all these religious activities.
我们要小心，可能在里面有假先知，有假基督。
We have to be careful to see whether they are false Christs and false prophets.
他们可以行神迹。
Yes, they may even perform miracles.
他们可以行奇事。
They can do amazing things.
甚至他们可以让人从死里复活。
Even they can cause the dead to live again.
当我在台湾听见这些所谓的见证的时候
When I hear these stories in Taiwan,
他们是要我觉得非常的兴奋。
The people who shared these stories with me wanted me to feel excited.
但是我觉得非常的害怕。
But I was deeply troubled and frightened.
因为所有这些的活动
Because all these activities
常常离开主耶稣基督。
They lead people indeed away from Christ.
常常离开圣经的真理。
They lead people away from the truth in the Bible.
台湾在过去十几年来
In the past decade in Taiwan,
什么东西都要求快。
They all wanted things to happen quickly.
开车要飙车。
They want to pass others when they drive.
在四天留在台北。
Four days in Taipei.
我大儿子告诉我。
My eldest son shared with me.
他说爸爸你坐计程车到不到目的地的。
He said, Father, if you take a taxi, you will never reach your destination.
那我说怎么办呢?
So I said, what can I do?
他说我给你租了一个摩托车。
He said, I have rented for you a motorcycle.
所以四天的时间骑摩托车在台北的大街小巷跟着大家一起飙。
So for 4 days in Taipei, I was riding a motorcycle, racing with everybody else.
这个要谢谢你们带导的一个内容，因为平安的回来。
And this is another Thanksgiving event that I
have
to give to
God. 有另外一个摩托车，他带了他妈妈。
My son had another motorcycle, and he took his mom along.
所以我们是摩托家庭。
We were a motorcycle family.
台湾大家要快。
Everybody wanted fast results.
股票。
In stocks,
也是要快。
Your return has to be quick.
今天甚至在教会里面大大的风行成功神学，也是要快。
And then the theology that's very popular in Taiwan now is success theology.
在这种要快的环境和情绪的里面
，and under such emotions,
许许多多的基督徒也以为可以一步就能够登天，就马上变成很属灵。
Many Christians felt that there must be instantaneous spirituality.
弟兄姊妹，圣经告诉我。
But the Bible teaches clearly.
我们要天天背着十字架跟随主。
We have to follow Christ daily, bearing our cross.
我们今天属灵的长进是一步一步来的。
Our spiritual growth comes one step at a time.
台湾，我们这次回去学了很多很多新的话。
Even 4 short days in Taiwan, we picked up many new slang.
他们很喜欢讲撞墙。
They want to talk about hitting against the wall.
我从来没有听过这句话。他们说这很流行，你落伍了。
And they say if you don't know this, then you're out of it.
如果你生气的话，你说你再这样说下去，我就撞墙了。这个我是从来没有听过的 expression.
One of the expressions is to express your anger. If you continue like this, I will hit myself against the wall.
有一个台湾很流行的话叫做素食文化 ，instant food， 这个 culture， 什么意思呢？可以泡素食面。那个面呢，用水一烫就可以喝了。
One of the more popular things are the instantaneous foods, for example, the noodles that you can eat after pouring hot water on.
所以今天在台湾，动不动就讲素食文化。
So this is the culture of instantaneous food.
今天在教会里面也在推动素食文化。
And even in the churches, they were promoting this kind of mentality.
哪一个人不愿意马上就脱离难处、十字架和重担？
Who among us do not want to leave our crosses at this moment?
我越来越有一种警觉，今天在各地的教会有这个主耶稣基督再来之前的现象。
But I'm deeply moved to see all these things that indeed they are signs that our Lord is coming again.
弟兄姊妹，我们教会一年读经一遍这个运动是值得推的。
I strongly believe in reading through the Bible for this year.
因为只有在圣经里面能够保守我们信仰的纯正。
Because it's only through the word of God that we can keep our faith pure.
天灾人祸异端。
So we see natural calamities, warfares, as well as cults.
这些都提到主再来之前的现象。
And they are all signs that our Lord will return again.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们不要忽略马太福音24:14。
Let us pay special attention to verse 14 here.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献 来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。